Hi, this is Kimberly Majors, also known as Kimberly Miners. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome to a throwback episode of Tony and Ryan. Don't worry too much. Tony and Ryan will be back on January 3rd with their dumbest idea yet, and it will take this hot, fun, garbage podcast to a whole new level. On today's episode, Tony thought she was going to get a sexy, scandalous toy in the mail, but first, unflappable Tony.
On the 1st of January 2022, Tony Lodge rolls into the studio and says, "New year, new me."
That did happen. That did happen. I'd spent Christmas with family in Albury.
I am cool, calm, and collected, new Tony. I am unflappable.
Yep.
And as people who are a part of the Tony and Ryan podcast have learned,
come to realize
that Tony, in fact, is flappable.
But
she is not unflappable. In fact, she's very easily flapped.
But can I say, I feel like credit where credit is due, I get a lot less flapped now than I did last year. I've worked very hard on being less flapped.
Let's reevaluate in about 8 minutes.
Fuck. Okay.
Natalie writes in, her husband has got a PhD in economics.
Pretty huge dick.
Natalie's husband's got a pretty huge dick. Wow.
Natalie says, my husband's got a pretty huge dick and a PhD in economics.
Wow.
So he's what she's trying to say is, though, like, he's actually a very highly capable, intelligent person.
Yeah. Switched on, learned mind.
He refuses to use calendars because he prefers to be surprised by the day. Now, actually, let's get you to write letters back to these people. Can you write a letter to Natalie's husband with a pretty huge dick?
Hi, Dr. Dickhead. surprised by the day. What do you mean?
I've got a lecture on. Cool.
No.
Better go teach some economics.
But, like, you can still be surprised and delighted by your day and know that what's coming up.
Yeah.
I just think that people that do that and have that attitude are the same people that would be fucked off if somebody forgot about an appointment with them.
Well, he wouldn't know about the appointment because he doesn't keep a calendar or a diary.
But say he remembered that Ryan, you were supposed to go around there and you were going to have this hour-long meeting because you had this thing. He had to do prep for it. So he's like, yep, I know that I've got to do that on Friday. Mental note, doing that on Friday, got to prep this stuff. And you didn't rock up because you went, oh, I just like to be surprised by the day. Like, you wouldn't feel good about that. And so, Dr. Dickhead, what I'd like to say to you is you're a fucking idiot. Wait, no, I'm not flapped by that.
Next one.
There's just no way. How can you live your life that way?
This might not flap you, but it's pretty fucking gross, I think.
Okay.
Although, are you a gross? You don't get freaked out by gross?
Oh. Not really. I'm pretty gross.
Yeah, actually, you might appreciate this as being efficient. Stevie's friend went to a person's house to hook up.
Nice.
Afterwards, she
remember hooking up? Oh,
no, it was so long ago.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember.
Good
Sounds
answer.
Awful. Sounds awful. When we finished.
He had a PhD as well.
When she graduated from that PhD class, she went to have a shower.
Fair enough.
And asked if there was any, like, soap or body wash or whatever. And he gave her a little bar of soap, which was actually made up of 40 or so tiny little bars. You know when a soap gets so small there's just like a tiny bit left? So this guy over the years had kept those little bits that were too small to use and mushed them together, making a new bar of soap of 40 leftover old bars that he'd been accruing for years.
Soap costs 50 cents. Like, a bar of soap is not expensive.
Can you please title this Dear Stevie's Friend's Hookup?
Dear Stevie's Friend's Hookup. Soap. A bar of soap costs literally 50 cents. It costs nothing. I just have a problem with bars of soap in general. It just freaks me out. I don't like it.
What do you mean?
I'm a liquid soap on a loofah girl.
Yeah.
A bar of soap, there's a lot of places stuff can get lost. Do you know what I mean?
Lost? I thought you said it could go. I thought you were going to say it could go. Lost.
You just don't know when it's going to slip away.
What happens when it reappears?
Well, then.
Where'd that come from? Oh, geez, last Thursday I had a shower and I was wondering where that went.
You just do a little queef, it's like little bubbles come out. It looks like your vagina has rabies, it's foaming at the lips.
Is she all right?
Oh my God!
She's foaming at the mouth.
She's like, there's nothing on my face.
Has she got rabies?
The other mouth.
She got rabies, or she don't know how to drink a pina colada. It's coming back here.
Holy moly. I'm not a bar of soap person.
Okay.
But can you imagine going to someone's house and then being like, borrow my bar of soap? The fact that it's 40 little ones squished together is like a whole other
Neither
thing.
Here nor there.
But borrowing a bar of someone's soap that's been in their bum.
In their bum? Like, how are you guys using soap at your house?
No, but it's like being in and around your bum and your nethers.
I'll
your no-no
around,
zones.
I don't know about in.
But like when you're soaping yourself up.
Yeah.
Do you, Ryan?
You lather up your hands and then use your hands.
What?
How are you using soap?
Is that actually how you use a bar of soap?
Is that how you not?
Oh, my God.
What have you been doing?
Oh, my God.
You've been putting the soap. Don't make. Oh. I've used soap at your house.
I've been taking the bar into the areas that it needs to go. Are you supposed to just like flap it up in your hands
and
then
flap.
And then scrub like this?
Well, it would so you wouldn't lose it in any orifices.
Oh my God. This is the fact. We're all learning new things.
Wow.
Okay, with that in mind, does it worry you, though, that other people are using it that way and then they're using your soap and,
I didn't think it was a thing until just now.
I think more in the thread, can we do a poll or something?
Yeah.
And say, do you use the bar of soap on your body or lather up your hands and then use your hands? Because I reckon people are doing what I thought you were supposed to do. But that's why I use a loofah, because that just freaks me out using the – and then – when you're holding the bar of soap, it like slips out of your hands. Because it gets all wet and soapy and then you're holding it and it like you're holding it and it just goes like slips out. So that is why I don't like the admin of a bar of soap.
I feel like one of us is about to learn an incredible lesson in life 20 or 30 years too late. But I honestly don't know which one of us that's going to be.
Okay.
Like when people discover that some people wipe their butt while sitting and other people stand to wipe their butt.
What one are you?
Well,
What one are you?
I was a sitter.
Yeah.
Are you a sitter?
Yeah.
Or maybe I was a stand. I don't know. But then someone said, oh, which one are you? And I was like, I didn't realize there was two ways.
If I stood up, the poo would just get smooshed around into my bum. I do it while I'm sitting.
Interesting.
Do you go around the front or in the back?
Around the front. Are you joking?
What?
No. No.
Let's not.
No, it's not. There's,
let's
no,
not say we
let's
did.
Not. Yeah, let's not. Because when this debate happened, there was a guy who went from the front and went back to front.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's how you get chocolate balls.
Have you ever heard that really disgusting joke? And it's like, how many calories is eating out a girl? And it's like, depends what way she wants.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. I'm cutting that out.
Cancel the podcast.
I'm cutting
that
out.
Leave it in.
No, I'm cutting that out. That's fucked.
Leave it in.
That's fucked. Sorry about that.
That is fucked. It is fucked, but leave it in.
Okay.
I mean,
hey,
I'm flapped.
Are you flapped?
I'm fucking flapped. I was just about to say, I am flapped.
I flapped you, so all I've got to do is be disgusting and then you get flapped. Good to know.
Carrie Williams doesn't set an alarm. She just hopes for the best.
No, Carrie, fuck off.
A friend of mine getting married this Saturday.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Not at liberty to say.
Oh.
250 people.
Well, your friend?
Like an acquaintance, someone I know.
Getting married this weekend?
Yeah.
Do I know them? If they're an acquaintance of yours, I must know them.
I don't know them well enough to be invited.
I was
going
to say, are you going to the wedding?
No, I'm not. And 250 people are going.
250 guests.
Because a lot of extended family on both sides. Oh. And it was one of those ones where both parents got involved. And it was like, you got to invite your auntie and her friend from the church.
And don't forget Noni that we lived next door to for 2 years, fucking 20 years ago.
She said genuinely of the 250, there would be 150 that she knows or met, 100 like strangers. Like, because, again, her partner's aunties, fucking whatever.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. 250.
Also, you're buying 250 people dinner.
Yeah, it's going to be a spending one.
Fuck.
Lots of extended family on both sides. Apparently, there's also a lot of like exes that have to be like kept apart.
What?
Like his sister used to go out with her cousin and like.
Oh, fucking hell. The seating arrangement would be an absolute nightmare. Oh, here we go.
So the wedding's this Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Thursday today?
Yeah.
She hasn't done it yet. The seating chart. There's 25 tables of 10 each.
And she's just not doing a chart she still has to do it and hasn't done it yet?
Yeah, she hasn't got around to it yet. She has to do it. And she, when I was chatting with her yesterday, just said, oh, I've just been so stressed. You know, I got to get the something about the menus. You know, the last minute runaround. She goes, oh, and I got to do the seating plan. And I was like,
that's not last minute runaround.
And I said, like, you mean like print it or like confirm it or like send it to the venue?
Or like do it.
She's like, no, like.
Write it all down.
I got to do it.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like, I mean, I would never, I don't know enough people to have a wedding that is big enough for that.
I don't know that many people.
No. I also don't think that I would have a seating plan at a wedding. If I were to have like a large wedding, I don't think I would have a seating plan at all.
Oh, but if you're sitting down for dinner, which they are, it actually you have to because then you're just basically outsourcing the awkwardness to everyone else because then they have to go, oh, where should we sit?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Sometimes it's nice to be just told what to do and you can
do it. That's a good point. Oh, fuck, but that's a big job, especially you've got Noni, who you used to live next door to, can't sit next to Bob because they, you know, kissed once at somebody else's communion and, you know, like.
Let's call it Marie. Her Marie. Let's call her Marie. Dear Marie.
Hi, Marie. You're a fucking idiot. And you absolutely should have done this months ago. I bet you didn't sleep on getting, you know, your hair done or your nails done or whatever, because why would you? That's a priority. But the seating plan for 250 people. Also, if you're busy coming into a wedding, isn't that what like bridesmaids and shit are for? I don't know. I've never been married. I'm not married.
Jobs were divvied up a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And this was the one that she was, like one of the ones that she was given.
Oh.
So she's outsourced other stuff. No, I'll take care of this one.
Marie, you've taken the worst job. The thing that's flapped me is that you've gone, I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
I'd give that to mum.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what would you?
I couldn't, obviously.
Oh, okay. Why not?
She won't be able to help me.
Is she there on the day?
I'll ask Marie's mum if she can help me.
Hi, this is Kimberly Majors, also known as Kimberly Manners in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to a throwback episode of the Tony and Ryan podcast.
My boyfriend Torbs loves the internet.
Loves the internet.
And very early on in the podcast, there was like a story that I told about how whenever he orders something online, he kind of keeps me across the movements of the package.
I think this was not like the first episode.
It was it's a very early one. And how he had given me updates and updates and updates about this thing that
it's now in Kentucky.
That it was in Kentucky. And then he goes, why would it have gone to the middle of America? Because it actually like should have gone south because it's gone. Anyway, it was a whole thing.
We now know that Kentucky is
the distribution center for UPS.
And thanks for everyone who messaged me, the international shipping manager of the Frank Green Water Bottles, and suggested Kentucky as a depot.
We all know that he loves this anyway. And so normally, whenever he's ordered something, I like know
well
about
across it.
Yeah, I know about it. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. You fucking bought this thing. How exciting. Anyway, the other day we were working from home and the doorbell rings and I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm not expecting anything. Torb's like jumps up, runs to the door, runs downstairs and like comes back.
Is he buying drugs on the dark web?
Well, I was like, what the fuck? I'm normally across it.
And by across it, I mean, I'm normally so fucking overhearing about it. By the time it gets here, I don't fucking care.
Well, I had a taste of like the other side. Because normally I know too much information.
Yeah, and now you know not enough.
And now I didn't know, and all of a sudden I was like, "Well, I feel really left out." What have you?
Who's he chatting to?
What have you bought that you didn't tell me about?
We share our finances. We live our life together.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, that's a bit weird. He runs downstairs.
The fact that he runs, Torbs is not a runner.
He like jumps out of his chair. He's like, "I'll get it," and I was like, "Oh, what the fuck?" He walks downstairs. He comes all the way back, and he's got this little box. No.
It's a hierarchy of communication. Have you been proposed to and not told me?
No. Bigger than that. Bigger box than that.
Oh, I thought you meant bigger news. And I was like, fuck. No. If you're engaged, I'd expect to know about it.
Bigger news than that. He comes back with this little box. It's like, yay big. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the fuck is going on? Anyway, he comes back and I was like, what did you get? What have you organized? And he goes, this is going to change your life.
Your life. Tony's life.
It's going to rock your world. And I was like,
what the fuck is it?
What the fuck is this thing? You know how in our house.
Are you excited or scared at this point? Well, like, I'm just explain like,
what
the feeling.
I'm just like, what are you I was at work. Like, I was working from home. So I'm just like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, I'm online. You know how in our house, it's like our room is right at the end of the house and like our.
Opens out onto the huge courtyard?
Yeah. And our like wardrobe is down like in our bedroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, he like runs down to our bedroom and all of a sudden I hear. And I'm thinking,
oh my God,
we're fucking on here.
I know I'm at work, but someone call a lunch break because he's bought a sex toy and something's about to fucking send us.
Yeah.
And is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about
and
that?
I'm like, we're fucking on here.
It's on. A little weekday and surprise. I'm doing that.
And I've like, you know, I'm like wiggling my mouse to make sure I'm still online. And you know when you like run and like are taking your pants off, you're kind of like tripping over your pants. And that's kind of what I was like.
Zero to 100, Tony is
like,
back.
What's going on? And this is all I can hear. And I'm like, fucking something good is about to happen. Like, here we fucking go. And I walk down to our room.
Sans pants.
Yeah. And I'm just like, hey, sweetie, where are you? Like, what are you doing? And he's like standing behind our wardrobe. And I was like, what the fuck? He shuts the door.
What is that thing?
It is a fucking electric fabric razor. And he's holding a jumper. And he's fucking rubbing all over and getting
Did
all
the lint off.
Getting the fucking peeling off his jumper.
And he's like, why aren't you wearing pants?
And he goes, sweetie, isn't this good? Like, look how smooth my jumper is. And he's like holding this jumper up to himself and he's fucking rubbing this thing all over. And it like, it's pretty cool. But like, he just goes, he's told me that it's going to rock my world. I'm thinking, great, bit of afternoon delight for Tea Lodge.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell work. And it's a fucking fabric lint pill fucking electric razor for a pillar.
So when did it occur to you that A, you weren't about to get laid and B, you should have pants on for a moment like this?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, pause everybody. I've got to fucking put my pants back on. Anyway, and he goes, oh, how good's this? Like, and
you
then,
don't even have a cat or a dog. Why have you got so much lint?
No, but this it's is for a- like when clothes pill. Like, you know, when they get the little balls.
But why is this such
balls?
An issue? This... To quote Torps,
yeah.
This is going to rock our world.
Yeah, this is going to change our lives.
Because for someone in my house with a shedding dog,
yeah.
Maybe it would rock our world.
But
because-
this is like, so you know when like a jumper gets peeling like little balls like because it like rubs on the arm,
oh,
rubs
I get
on
it,
the
yeah.
thing? Yeah, so it's like for that, not for like dog hair. So it like-
Rock our
he's
world.
He's like, this is going to change our lives. Anyway, and then the whole afternoon, he's fucking- The couch, every piece of clothing we own. He had a pair of socks that had started to peel on the outside. Like, I'm not even kidding. There's never been less peeling anywhere than in our house. And I'm just standing there like, I thought you were going to have sex with me during work.
How did he react to that? Oh, fuck
and
no.
And he was like, what? I can't hear you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Majors, also known as Kimberly Manners, and Ma, you love to see it. No matter how big this podcast gets, Tony and Ryan are always involved in everything. I think we can all agree that's what makes this podcast special. Thank you, Tony and Ryan, for everything you do. Tony and Ryan will be back on January 3rd. Thank you for listening to the Tony and Ryan podcast.